Twilight from 2005. Remember what it was about. It's about vampires, it's about wolves, and it's about love. Yeah, it's about love. Chapter by chapter, we remember Twilight. It's about vampires and it's about wolves, but it's about love. It's about love. It's about love. It's about love.
Welcome to Remember Twilight, a literary podcast covering all aspects of the Twilight saga.
On Remember Twilight, we talk about all things openly. Mental health, relationships, sex, religion, fashion.
We also understand that there are conversations that will come up that we might not be able to do justice.
We want to include as much diversity as we can, so if you'd like to share your perspective with our audience, please message us.
Oh, and fair warning,
we are not spoiler free.
Move your hands, Jacob. I looked up from Bella's white eyes, still pumping her heart for her. Edward had a syringe in his hand, all silver, like it was made from steel. What's that? His stone hand knocked mine out of the way. There was a tiny crunch as his blow broke my little finger. In the same second, he shoved the needle straight into her heart. "My venom," he answered as he pushed the plunger down. I heard the jolt in her heart like he'd shocked her with paddles. "Keep it moving," he ordered. His voice was ice, was dead. Fierce and unthinking, like he was a machine. I ignored the healing ache in my finger and started pumping her heart again. It was harder, as if her blood was congealing there, thicker and slower. While I pushed the now viscous blood through her arteries, I watched what he was doing. It was like he was kissing her, brushing his lips at her throat, at her wrists, into the crease at the inside of her arm. But I could hear the lush tearing of her skin as his teeth bit through again and again, forcing venom into her system at as many points as possible. I saw his pale tongue sweep along the bleeding gashes, but before this could make me either sick or angry, I realized what he was doing. Where his tongue washed the venom over her skin, it sealed shut, holding the poison and the blood inside her body.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
This is Maren.
This is Emily.
And we are
Remember Twilight.
And on this episode, we are very excitedly covering Breaking Dawn, Chapter 18. There are no words for this.
I agree.
Arguably the best title of any chapter. I love it. And it's a Jacob title, but I think it's a Bella chapter.
It's our last Jacob chapter, guys.
All right. And I am ready for it. We literally went straight from recording last week's episode into recording this one because we couldn't be bothered with anything else. So
true.
Here we go.
Last week, Jacob went and stalked some girls at the park, did an imprint on them. So he came back. And then Bella had her accident.
This is a horror book now, right now.
Uh-huh. Bella is currently limp in Rosalie's arm while Edward is just like, ah, and Jacob's like, ugh.
Well, she's covered in blood and it's not her blood. It's the blood she's been drinking for days. She's absolutely covered in blood.
So there she is. And now she is twitching. Mm. She's jerking around, and Jacob describes it like she was being electrocuted, all while she's completely unconscious. Thank God.
I was going to say, that's a blessing.
And Jacob says it wasn't Bella that was moving. The wild thrashing was coming from the center of her body. And as she kept convulsing, everybody hears crack, crack, crack. Edward and Rosalie are like, what the fuck, for a minute? And then Rosalie...
Emily doesn't like it.
This is the word that it says. Rosalie whipped Bella's body into her arms. She doesn't care. She's just like,
whoop. Did she grab arm fling into her arms?
I don't know, but she just doesn't care about Bella anymore.
Because a whip is a like flip of a, you know, a rope. Uh-huh. And so she's like, it's like a grab and just... Now I've got you. And that's violent in and of itself and scary. So she doesn't.
Bella's already breaking all these things and Rosalie doesn't care about
her
Bella's
singular
body.
Goal is to get that baby out. She's ready to sacrifice Bella. She don't care.
She has been ready for 4 books now.
Don't like it.
And her and Edward are just yelling at each other. And then the next thing Jacob sees is they run upstairs. So he follows. Edward is screaming at Rosalie to get morphine. Rosalie is screaming at Alice to call Carlisle. And when Jacob walks into the room, he's like, oh, this is an emergency room in a library. Okay, cool. Basically, they have this big table and all of the hospital lights inside. And so Bella just looks like a ghost on the table. Rosalie is pinning Bella down, just tearing her clothes off of her.
Well, her body's just flipping and flopping around with the baby. Ugh.
And Edward is stabbing Bella with a syringe. And then I just wrote fuck off over this next part.
I wrote shut the fuck up, OMG. Same everything. It's so awful. Should we even talk about it?
No.
Okay.
Jacob's like, what is happening, Edward? And they're like, he's suffocating, the placenta detached. And then Bella wakes up and screaming and she's like, get him out, he can't breathe, blood vessels popping in her eyes. Mm-mm. Edward's like, we have to wait for the morphine, and Bella's like, no, now, keeps vomiting blood
fountain.
So then Alice comes in and now the Cullens have an earpiece for their phone.
It's their
little Bluetooth.
Their Bluetooth.
And she comes and just hooks it onto Rosalie's ear. And then Rosalie starts talking to Carlisle. Jacob starts to notice that Bella is now looking more purple and black than white.
Oh, gosh.
And then Rosalie gets out the scalpel. And Edward's like, stop it. Morphine, remember? And she's like, nope, we gotta go. He's dying.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what Carlisle is saying in Rosalie's ear, but she just goes for it.
She doesn't hesitate to literally just... I'm imagining her hand is a fist wrapped around the end of the scalpel and she plunges it like stab-like into Bella's belly and just like goes down to the pubic bone. Ah! Stop it! Bella's this thin right now. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I don't like it at all.
And then Jacob says that Bella turns into a faucet of blood where Rosalie just cut her. But she can't scream because she's still vomiting up blood. And then Rosalie's like,
yeah,
fountain of blood.
Open mouth.
She did. She had her mouth open while she was cutting and she got a little splatter. And now she's like,
It's hard not to be absolutely horrified for my girl Bella.
Next thing we know, Edward is like, Rosalie, don't, but he can't do anything because he has to make sure Bella doesn't drown in her blood. So then Jacob finally gets to
literally
kick Rosalie.
This is the best thing Jacob has done in 11 chapters.
He just jumps over the table, grabs Rosalie, gets stabbed with the scalpel also.
I love that she did that. In her panic to not eat Bella, she is clear-minded enough to stab Jacob in the arm. I love it.
But Jacob just literally puts his whole hand over her whole face so that she can't smell anything. He just grabs her by the face, swings her body over. Hits the whole door off the frame.
Does anybody else keep thinking to themselves, none of these people are even 20 years old yet?
Well, not looking anyways.
I mean, they're all just like physically teenagers. I just keep thinking about that.
It's like Riverdale.
It is. It's like Buffy. It's like, it's so cool because there's nothing I love more than like teenagers in adult situations. It just it reminds me of my childhood, and so it's like I feel like I'm at home there. Mm-hmm. But this is like so cool. I'm like, they're all still literally kids. They're just old, but
old.
I kind of love it.
Unfortunately, we lose Carlisle in the process. Little Bluetooth speaker gets cracked.
Shoot.
And then Alice comes and takes Rosalie by the throat. out of the room.
Why didn't they have drawers of Bluetooth earpieces?
Right. Why did they just not put him on the PA in the room so everyone could get the update?
You know they have an amazing sound system in that house.
Oh my God.
Edward would have it no other way.
Edward plugs his piano into the surround sound of the house.
Yes,
out of nowhere, you just hear the like buzz and then like a sad song and you're like, Edward. Anyway, Jacob then tells us that aside from getting stabbed in the arm, Rosalie didn't try to fight him. So that's good.
That is good. Big fan.
Yes. So he rips the scalpel out of his arm. Edward is shouting at Alice to get Rosalie out of here and to take her to Jasper and keep her there. Where is
Why
Jasper?
Why wasn't Jasper in the room? He should have been calming that baby down.
Or everybody. I love everyone.
Emily
could be
just
calm.
Every time we scream, Emily looks at the computer.
Did Alice build him a calming room that is scent proof?
He's in the panic room.
Because he's been feeling all these weird feelings and it's like too much for him. So she's like, let's dig down 500 feet under the house.
That's we'll where make they've you been a this little... whole time. Jasper's panic room. I love it.
We can take all your favorite movies down there. We'll just hang out.
It makes sense.
I'll be far enough away from Bella that I won't have a headache.
It's a good plan. Close enough that if anybody's having trouble, they can come down to the panic room.
So, yeah. Is it just like a vent, though? So she just takes Rosalie and drops her down the hole and she
it's
just
a drop.
Like...
Mm-hmm. Whee!
But it has the elevator music as you're going.
She's falling down. She's like, damn it, I hate all of you. She's covered in blood. She grabs her shirt and just starts.
I was gonna say, once she gets down there, Jasper's like, give me that card again. Rings it out.
Good grief. What have we become, Emily?
This is all out of control. So then, it's time for Jacob to use all of his medical knowledge. And Edward's like, do you know CPR? And Jacob's like, actually, I do.
He says yes, and I would like to know how and when.
Well, they live on a beach, so maybe it's like a thing they learn in high school.
It's a lifeguard training they get on the res. Like, what? Jacob does not know CPR.
Sam made them because they have to be the protectors, and that includes saving drowning kids from the beach.
Good point. That is a good point.
They had a werewolf CPR class.
I could see Sam doing that. He is that obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since we broke up, I've just been so mad at him.
Yeah. He got everyone matching shirts.
La Push lifeguard.
Emily made them.
So cute. Mm-hmm. Actually, I want one.
Good point. So then... Edward gives Jacob the task of keep Bella breathing because I got to get this baby out before. Crack.
Oh.
Before that happens.
The loudest crack yet. So loud that we both froze in shock waiting for her answering shriek. Nothing. That's a paralyzed.
Her legs went limp and they're like, all right, well, we can do anything we want now. She can't feel it anyway.
Oh, no.
So Jacob's like, whatever, just get it out of her.
Here, this scalpel that was literally just in my arm.
Use this. Edward could just spit on it, though, right?
Yes.
Do you think he licked it?
No, not with Jacob's blood. He spit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wiped on his khakis.
So then Jacob is like, all right. She's not vomiting now, gives it a blow, and by it, I mean, like, her mouth.
Gives it a blow.
And her chest expands, so he's like, okay, I think we're good, even though she tastes like blood.
Yeah, gross.
And I do appreciate Jacob giving us the Bella heartbeat updates.
I do, too.
Right now, mm-hmm. It's going unevenly, but that's normal for Bella these days. So he just keeps CPRing her, as they say. And he can hear Edward cutting things off Bella. I don't know.
It's gross.
It is gross. And then he hears this sound and he gets a little PTSD from last spring. And he's like, I know that metal ripping sound from the newborns. And he looks over and Edward is biting the baby out of Bella. And Jacob's like, I'm just going to keep blowing.
He shudders. Gross.
Bella is back with us now. blinking. And Jacob's like, do not leave me. You hear me? Don't leave. Keep your heart going. And he's just staring at her and she's staring at nothing. And then she goes completely still.
Uh-uh.
And he's like, that means the baby's gone.
Oh, gosh.
And then he hears Edward go, Renesmee.
You guys, this is it. This is the moment I've been waiting for. I'm screaming at this point. I have been waiting for this moment. This is the moment where Edward becomes a father and a husband. And from here on, he's never insecure again. I really wish I could get Edward in his brain right now and for the rest of the time. And Bella's. I want both because I want to hear him just be like so secure now where he's just like, I have everything I ever wanted and ever needed. And I don't need to be anxious anymore. And I don't need to feel yucky anymore. I'm fine. Because he is.
Well, except Bella's still dying.
Yeah. So he's got to take care of that.
Got to do that first.
Oh, but when he sees Renesmee and he whispers, Renesmee. Oh, it's so sweet.
Jacob's just like, oh, of course, it's a girl, not a boy, Bella, you idiot. You're always wrong about everything. Bella is conscious again, and she's like, give me the baby. Jacob is thoroughly shocked that Edward is giving her the baby. And as Edward puts Renesmee in Bella's arms, Renesmee touches Jacob a little bit, and she feels warm to him.
Ew, creepy.
Super creepy. He's like, nothing feels warm to me. But he's just staring at Bella, and then she's like, oh, Renesmee, so beautiful. And then, oopsies, Renesmee bit Bella on the boob.
That's what they do sometimes.
And Edward's just like, no, Renesmee. Jacob's like, I hate it here.
It's really cute, though.
And then, oh no, Bella's heart stopped.
Doop. The last dull galump.
Galump.
Oh no, Bella.
So then Edward's doing the Eye of the Tiger. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jacob is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I say Edward? Uh-huh. I meant Jacob.
That's okay.
Jacob gets going with
Eye of the Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge. They're having a party in the emergency room.
I've lost my mind.
It's a party in the library.
Jacob's crying. He can hear her heart kind of beating because of him.
Only because of him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he's finally like, Edward, hello. What are you waiting for? And Edward's like, well, here, hold the baby. And Jacob's like, throw it out the window. I don't care. They both hiss at each other. And then Rosalie's climbed up out of the vent and she's like, give me the baby. So then Edward comes over and he's got his syringe and he's like, move, Jacob. Literally breaks his hand moving out of the way.
Love it. Do you think Edward's like, oh, finally I get to hurt him?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Just I love
one little
it.
Finger
yeah,
break.
It's just a tiny one. It heals so quick.
And Jacob's like, what's that? And he's like, my venom, you idiot.
Oh, I love that. This is the moment in like the horror film where the hero comes and then the idiot is like, what's that? And he goes, my venom, plunge. Just, oh, I love it. Hero Edward. I wrote so many exclamation marks in here.
Mm-hmm. He puts it straight into her heart. And Jacob says that he hears it and it's like he shocked her with paddles. Interesting. He didn't tell Jacob to clear first, though.
Nope. He don't care.
But then he's like, okay, Jacob, keep working. I gotta do stuff.
This is where it gets real sexy, you guys. The last time I read this book, and especially the last time I watched this movie, I was overcome with feelings about the sexiness of what's happening right now. Because he is lovingly... And it's almost erotic the way he's saving her life. It's y'all know me. It's a little too much. It's too much. I'm feeling it right now. Oh, I need to lay down. We don't have the couch anymore. Okay.
So Jacob keeps doing compressions and then he looks over at what Edward's doing and he's like, is he kissing her? No, he's biting her and licking her.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yep. And what Emily said.
A chomp and a lick.
Ooh! I gotta take my sweater off again.
We get words such as tongue sweep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We sure do.
Sealed
at
shut.
As many points as possible.
Her body.
Ooh, I'm sorry, but this is the sexiest part of all these books. I'm sorry. It is. This is sexy. It's hot. I guarantee when Bella learns about this, she thinks it's hot.
While they keep doing this, Jacob's like, this is pointless. It's just me and him. There is no Bella here. All that's left of the girl we both loved is this corpse on this table. And he's like, I know she's dead because I don't care about her anymore.
That is the most on-brand Jacob Black thing he's ever said. I don't have feelings for her anymore. She's dead.
Yeah. Good grief. Her body has no more draw for me.
Wow.
I don't need to be near her anymore.
Wow.
He's like, actually, it's not gone. It just moved straight out of that door downstairs.
Boy, bye.
And so Edward's like, fine, leave. Whack of the hand again.
Broke three fingers this time. Edward's getting his. I love it.
So then Jacob's just like, pull, pull, pull.
Bye.
Then Edward starts going and he turns the tempo up on that song.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. One, two, three. Sorry.
And so Jacob's like, bye. And he leaves. And he leaves the slowest leave he could ever leave.
He just saunters away.
He just sits down at the top of the stairs and slides down them.
Like head first or feet first?
Head first.
Head first going down the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. And it's like, it's only a bump with his head and the rest is a slide, yes. Slide, slide.
And then he's at the bottom of the stairs. He finally stopped. His legs are still up on it. And he's like, I his wish I could pour bleach up. Into my head.
Anybody got any of that bleach?
I'd take a pillow. And he really wants to run away, but he can't. He's more tired than he's ever been. And he just is there at the bottom of the step and he looks over and he sees Rosalie. And she's on the couch and she's talking to the blanket wrapped thing. And she is ignoring him. And as he says, she is caught up in her moment of stolen motherhood.
Okay.
He says that Rosalie has what she wants and Bella's never going to come and take it away from her. So that's probably what she wanted all along. Anyway, and then he smells blood and he's like, of course she's feeding it. It may as well have been drinking Bella's blood. Maybe it was. And he says, my strength came back to me as I listened to the sound of the little executioner feeding.
Wow.
So then he wants to kill it. He stands up. He almost phases, but not quite. And Rosalie still doesn't care.
Nah, she can't be bothered.
But Jacob's finally like, Sam was right. This thing goes against nature. It's a demon. It needs to be destroyed.
A black soulless demon? That's so metal. This baby's cool.
It came out with a mohawk. But he can feel it now, encouraging him, tugging him forward, pushing him. And he's like, all right, so Rosalie's going to try and kill me, but I could probably take her. Doesn't matter anyway. Wolves, they'll do whatever they want. Maybe they'll avenge me. Maybe they won't. All I got to do is just kill this thing.
Wow. Oh, wow. Does he ever get better?
No, I'm telling you. You're like, wait for Breaking Dawn.
Even after the imprinting. I think he does. I still am holding out hope. Caitlin and Emily just gave a look, but I'm still holding out hope.
Oh, yeah. Did we tell you guys
Caitlin's here. We have a live studio audience. We actually crowned her our producer today.
Producer of the day. What an
She's
honor.
She's wearing headphones. It's very cute. I'm going to post a picture. She said stop. I never will.
And then Jacob's like, if Bella were here, she'd hate what I was about to do.
Yeah, she would.
You think? And then he's like, probably Rosalie, Alice, and Jasper are going to try and stop me. Whatever, though.
Oh my god, shut up.
It's fine. He's like, Edward will probably put them all back together anyway because I'm not going to have time to burn their bodies. But maybe I can kill her child at least.
Wow.
So then he's about to go and rip her out of Rosalie's arms when Rosalie lifts Renesmee into the air. And Jacob's like, perfect, I can now launch myself. Except, oh no, the pole, it's stronger. It reminded me of an alpha's command. I really want to obey. But he looks at it. This creature with warm brown eyes, the same color as Bella's. And then he immediately stops mid-phase and he's like, am I glowing right now?
The clouds part and the sun comes down and angels sing and Jacob's glowing.
Everything inside me came undone as I stared at the tiny porcelain face of the half vampire, half human baby. All the lines that held me to my life were sliced apart in swift cuts like clipping strings to a bunch of balloons. Everything that made me who I was, my love for the dead girl upstairs, my love for my father, my loyalty to my new pack, the love for my other brothers, my hatred for my enemies, my home, my name, myself, disconnected from me in that moment, snip, 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 and floated up into space.
Thank God. Like, finally, you'll stop complaining about everything.
I was not left drifting. A new string held me where I was. Not one string, but a million. Not strings, but steel cables. A million steel cables all tying me to this one thing, to the very center of the universe. I could see that now, how the universe swirled around this one point. I'd never seen the symmetry of the universe before, but now it was plain. The gravity of the earth no longer tied me to this place where I stood. It was the baby girl in the blonde vampire's arms that held me here now. Renesmee.
Okay, and before we finish, I want to say, see, I told you. It's Jacob. He needed this to ground him. He's not going to be annoying anymore. He doesn't care about all that stuff anymore. He doesn't care about, like, I have to, like, have sex with Bella or die anymore. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. None of it matters now. The only thing that matters now is Renesmee, and that is perfectly clear for the whole rest of the book. And that's all I ever needed. And Jacob's back.
We'll see.
Okay.
From upstairs, there was a new sound, the only sound that could touch me in this endless instant. A frantic pounding, a racing beat, a changing heart.
Bella! She didn't die!
Wow.
She didn't die?
She's alive?
She didn't die, Bella! Woo!
And we're done with Jacob's POV forever.
I am thrilled for so many reasons. My, like, cheeks hurt. Okay, we don't have to hear Jacob's point of view ever again, which is thrilling in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, Renesmee's here, and they imprinted, and Jacob's not going to complain anymore. He's going to be stalwart and strong for the rest of the book. And Emily keeps giving a look whenever I say anything positive about Jacob. She's mad about the sexual assault. I get it. You can be. I am too. However, he's a changed man. All those bonds were broken.
Not by his choice, though. He didn't make any effort to change. He was changed, but I still don't forgive him.
Okay.
He didn't go through any of the work to, like, make amends or anything. It just happened to fall into his lap.
Okay, so you don't like it because it's, like, a magic thing.
I think so.
You wanted him to have to freaking work through his shit.
To, like, be better.
I get that. Therapy. I get that. It's fine. Yeah, because sometimes it's just, like, impossible to forgive. And that's fine. Like, that it is. But I feel like if Bella has forgiven him, which she fully does, she doesn't even remember him when she turns into a vampire. She's like, Jacob who? You know, I mean, like, he doesn't even exist until she gets back to the house. And then she doesn't. The beautiful thing is that because she has Jacob and because there's Rosalie and all that stuff and Edward, she never has to worry about Renesmee ever, which is great because she'd never wanted to be a mom. She gets to be a mom. But Jacob, I don't know. I kind of find it beautiful that sometimes something does happen that does change you. Like, fully. I think that's kind of a beautiful thing. And maybe that, like, goes back to my religious upbringing, where I'm like, sometimes there is kind of a magical thing that can kind of change you and make you a better person forever. And I think that's beautiful. And I think that's what Stephanie was kind of doing here. That's just my own interpretation, but that's how it feels coming from the exact same background that Stephanie grew up with. It feels that way to me. It feels like it was an atonement. And so I think that's kind of a beautiful thing if you can, which I've done, if I can separate myself from all of it and just be like, this is beautiful. And it fully does change Jacob for the better for the rest of his life, which I think is lovely. And because it's so clear to Edward, and because Edward can read Jacob's thoughts, there's never a question of Jacob's intentions. You know, he just truly is imprinted, and it's kind of lovely and it's beautiful. And I'm just really glad we never get to hear or have to hear him complaining again.
Yeah. I still feel like he'll be annoying. You say Jacob's changed, but he's still going to say the same dumb shit, you know?
A little bit. But I mean, he can still be annoying, but he's no longer, to me, a bad person.
He's no longer a predator.
Yeah. No, that's true. He did change. Because he used to be a bad person. And Mark gets mad. Mark never wants me to say people are good or bad, but I think some people are just bad and some people are just good. And Jacob was bad and he's not anymore because of what happened to Renesmee. And it is a magic thing, which is like, that's dumb, but it's kind of beautiful too. IMO. Well, everybody, we are done with the Jacobsodes.
Yay.
How do we feel about that?
Excellent.
Real happy.
Never reading them again.
Emily's done with the Jacobsodes.
I'm ripping them out of my book.
Next time we do Remember Twilight all the way through, we're just, book two's gone.
Yeah.
We skip from book one mm-hmm. to book three.
It's forget Twilight, and I'm forgetting all of Jacob Black.
Okay. Well, I just... thank you so much for coming along with us through this journey. It's been, I don't want to say it's been rough. It's been rough. It's like, I tried very hard to still be joyful and still make jokes and have fun during these chapters, but he's so annoying.
My favorite text that I ever got was from Caitlin, and she said, thank you so much for making these chapters bearable. It sounds like you are doing them with someone holding a gun at your head.
It is hard. It is hard. And when I'm editing, like, there's so many times where I'm like, I just like put my hand on my head and I go, okay. And then I just like, I keep in all of the times when Emily goes, anyway, because I'm like, that's truly what's happening here, where it's like, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so then Jacob, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we're not going to edit that out, but it's like, we've tried to just make it enjoyable and make it what it is. But I'm glad to be moving back into Bella, and especially freaking badass secret keeper shield vampire Bella. Give me that. That's the Bella I've been waiting for, and it's the Edward I've been waiting for, and oh my gosh, I just can't wait. It's the Jacob I've been waiting for. It's the conclusion that thrills me. That is the whole reason that these series mean everything to me. It's the conclusion that really we were gifted. So anyway, thanks for coming along with us.
Yes, Caitlin, do you have our remembers?
All right.
I can't wait. One's really long. All right, everybody. Remember, if you have to emergently deliver a vampire human baby, your life still matters too. Use some morphine.
She's about comfort is what she's about. And remember, if you are a vampire helping to deliver your sister-in-law's baby, make sure you hold your breath. There will be blood. She's so much better at this than we are.
She really is.
Oh, no.
And lastly, remember, if you have to emergently C-section your wife to save your half-vampire infant, make sure you have a Bluetooth backup to communicate with your medically trained 300-plus-year-old father.
Amen. In the name of Edward Cullen. Amen. All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been Remembering Twilight with Marin and Emily.
You can stay in touch on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Remember Twilight Podcast.
Please consider joining us on Patreon for a weekly bonus episode, access to our notes, original artwork, and to connect with our awesome community.
You can message us at remembertwilightpodcast@gmail.com, send us a voice message on Anchor, or leave a review on iTunes.
Check out the show notes for all this information and more.
Thank you to Stephanie Meyer for sharing her dream and making ours come true.